Hello. So forgive me if I'm looking at my phone where it is that our baby is not sleeping tonight and screaming her head off. So I'm live streaming that right now. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. It's the Hemingway's finale. Thanks for everybody showing up, everybody on Zoom, all of our writers tonight. It's an exciting group. I'm really excited to listen to you guys. So I wasn't planning on actually saying anything tonight. I was just going to read the poem and sit down. And then I had a few beers, so I'm going to say a few things. So I started with Hemingway's. Jimmy invited me out. I used to work at a bookstore. He would come by, buy books. I'm like, oh, Christopher, you should come out to Hemingway's. But well, I was there a few times when I was in college, and you know, it's great. But I'm trying to make it out there. Oh, you should come out. You should read sometime. So he invited me to read, and I read, and it was a lot of fun. Jimmy was, legendary, and always supportive. He was so supportive of really everybody in the local writing community. He said, oh, why don't you put together the finale this year? Well, okay, I can do that, I guess. I've been running some meetings with the Yenzer and the Scott Silky back there. We've been doing stuff. So it's like, yeah, okay, that's an honor, Jimmy. Thank you so much. So I did one, and I did another, and another, and another. And then, oh, you and the new Yenzers, you're the finale. Now I'm like, okay, all right, thanks. So that's why I'm here tonight, I guess, is because I was just invited to keep coming back and do this. Jimmy just took a shine to me at some point. So thank you, Jimmy, and thank you, Joan, for continuing to put up with me and Jimmy Jackson. Now I'm just going to read a poem and get out of the fucking way. And there's a message from my wife. So I'm going to read a quick poem and go read that message. Unless you want me to read the message and just the pen. Maybe my wife is last reading this thing. Hey, get the fuck home right now. Oh, there's one. Oh. If you're out there, you don't have kids. Three. It's three. Okay, I got to do this quick. This is called Bridge, by Mr. Jim Harrison. Bridge. And this is about what we're doing here tonight. And thank you to White Whale. Thank you to Ari, as always. Such a wonderful space and so welcoming. And just thank you for having us. So, finale. Spill beer, rip pages out of books, take them home, all that stuff. Jill and Ad love it when I say that. Bridge. I'm already overstaying my welcome. I need to check in. Make me look at this. Most of my life was spent building a bridge out over the sea, though the sea was too wide. I'm proud of the bridge. Hanging in the pure sea air. Machado came for a visit, and we sat on the end of the bridge, which was his idea. Now that I'm old, the work goes slowly, ever nearer death. I like it out here, high above the sea bungled up for the Arctic storms of late fall, the resounding crash and moan of the sea. The 100-foot depth of the green troughs. Sometimes the sea roars and howls like the animal that it is, a continent wide and alive. What beauty in this, the darkest music over which you can hear the lightest music of human behavior, the tender connection between men and galaxies. So I sit on the edge, wagging my feet above the abyss. Tonight, the moon will be in my lap. This is my job, to study the universe from my bridge. I have the sky, the sea, the faint green streak of Canadian forest on the far, far shore. Thanks. Now, Joan Bauer.